Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann, and I am Chris Ann. This week we're going to be discussing the weekly predictions for the week of November 5th through November 12th of 2023. So let's see what the psychic predictions that I have for this week are. Now, this week we're using another new deck, and it is the Psychic Tarot for the Heart. And this is one of John Holland's decks, and I like John Holland. I think he's great. I studied with him many moons ago. I know him. He's a wonderful person. So this is one of his decks. It's a larger deck. It's a nice deck. It is put out by Hay House. So check out that deck as I shuffle the deck. So we can pull some cards to help us with our psychic prediction for the week. Oh, so the first card that I pulled is the card of coming together. So that's wonderful. So this is talking about gaining some resolution to some things that may have been a little problematic in the past, coming together to work together, and it can also be on a romantic front. Of finding a partner and doing all those wonderful, happy things. But it is working in unison, working together, coming together to have that union of like-minded thinking, etc., both for work and for personal pleasure. That being said, the next card I pulled is the card that says change your focus. What this is talking about is you might be thinking you want to go down path A, but you might be missing something about path A. So you might need to broaden your spectrum and look and see what's down path B. So changing your focus, widening your scope, seeing more of the bigger picture is what that card is talking about for this week. And then the last card that I am pulling, ooh, fantastic. Is the card of success and growth. Do I even need to say more? That is precisely what we need. Success in our endeavors, growth on personal levels, as well as business fronts and all those wonderful things. This is the week that we're getting things accomplished. I need that. This is the week that we're coming together to work together. Looking at the bigger picture so that we can be successful and have growth in what we have learned to apply that to what we are doing to be able to accomplish what our goals are. Hey, that's really cool for this week. I am very happy about that. Wonderful. Now, the next aspect of this week is what is the angel of this week? So the angel of this week is the angel of tenderness. This is all about being gentle with ourselves as well as other people. You know, sometimes it's easy to be easier on other people than it is on ourselves. So the angel of tenderness is coming in to say, be gentle, be tender, become tender with ourselves. Be able to appreciate the simple things in life that we have around us, you know, like that card changing your focus. Have heart for yourself as well as the earth and the energy that we have around us and the people that we have around us. If you have a hard time doing any of these things, you can call on your guides, call on your angels, and say, you know, can you help me to learn to be a little more tender with myself? Find some tenderness in my heart. Can you help me to do that? You know, the angels can't come in and help us unless you call them in. So that is for this week, the angel of tenderness. Now, if you have been here before, welcome back. If you are new to this podcast, I get the information on what crystals are going to be really good for this week before I start the podcast. So the cards I pull live on the air with you guys. The crystals, I get a list of crystals beforehand. This week, in no particular order, we have five crystals that are going to be really good for us to work with for this week. So the first one is fluorite. We haven't talked about fluorite that much, but it wanted to come up this week. So fantastic. Fluorite is a stone that is good to reveal what your soul's purpose is. What is your path? What is it that you need to be focusing on? That correlates to that card that we were talking about. Fluorite is good for getting rid of that mental fog, getting rid of the confusion, getting rid of that indecisiveness. Once again, what that card was saying that we talked about earlier. Fluorite gives off an energy to have mental balance for the physical, the emotional, the spiritual. It brings in creativity. Fluorite can help sort of balance all of that. Fluorite also increases the ability to concentrate, help you to have a strong intellect, emotional well-being, positive health. Also, fluorite is known as the genius stone because it helps you with that higher state of mental activity and mental achievement. Fluorite is great for your immune system and it can help with flus and colds, etc. Now, I am not a medical practitioner. Do not take this advice in lieu of your doctor's advice. I am talking about crystals and how they have worked for me personally in my life. Now, for most of this, we are going to be using fluorite on our left-hand side. The left-hand side brings the energy in. Fluorite also helps develop spiritually. So if we want to boost our spiritual development, we want to carry fluorite on the left-hand side of the body, in your pocket, whatever. If you're going to carry a tumbled stone, fantastic, left-hand side of the pocket. Fluorite is a little bit of a softer stone. Be careful if you're carrying a raw piece of fluorite. They're a little bit more fragile. If you're wearing a necklace or earrings, then you don't have to worry about what side of the body it's on. It's where it is. But if you need to get rid of something like the mental fog, the indecisiveness, you want to use fluorite on your right-hand side. Now, let's say you want to work with both of these things. And you have two tumbled stones. Can you put one on the left-hand side and one on the right-hand side? Absolutely, you can. And also, you can put it on that side of your desk, that side of your bed, etc. You can use more than one of the same stone, and you can use all these stones together. Okay, next stone, blue lace agate. Oh, and fluorite is a very easily accessible stone, relatively inexpensive, unless you're going to get like a large carved piece or a large natural piece, but it's easy to find in tumbled stones. Blue lace agate, very easy to find in a tumbled stone, very inexpensive, it is very affordable. Blue lace agate is known as the stone of the diplomat. Because it helps you to express your thoughts in a way that others can understand it, others can hear you, and it's a throat chakra stone. It's great for those that are speaking in public or communicating with strangers. You have to do a lot of talking in your job. Maybe you're a teacher, you have to do a lot of talking, you're giving a lot of presentations. Blue lace agate is an easy, gentle energy one to work with. It is not a higher vibration stone. It is a sweet, gentle, easy vibration stone. It's great for balancing your throat chakra, and it helps to give more of an understanding to your words. Blue lace agate also helps you to teach those lessons that you need to teach, to speak those lessons that you need to speak, and have your words hit home to become more of a reality. So I like blue lace agate. It's a really pretty stone as well. And I would carry most of that, I would carry for the left-hand side. The next one, Herkimer Diamond. I love Herkimer diamonds. Love them. Herkimer diamonds are only mined in Herkimer, New York, in the United States. I have seen stones coming out of India and other countries, China as well, and they're calling them Herkimer in quotes. Those are not Herkimers. It is shaped like a Herkimer, but it doesn't have the same energy and vibration as a Herkimer from Herkimer, New York, which is a higher vibration. So let's talk about it. Herkimers help you just to be present in the moment. It works on that core soul healing. It connects you with that pure love. It's also really wonderful when you need to attune yourself with your environment or with a specific activity that you're doing. Herkimer can bring harmony within and connect you to the world around you. It is great to help you to live peacefully in the moment with a Herkimer diamond. The other thing that I like about Herkimer diamonds is it connects other dimensions and stars to connect with you in this life, whether it be through a meditation. It helps you to just go in a meditation to connect it to this life and sort of bring things full circle. It can help you to access that information, retain that information, and then go back to retrieve that information at any time. It helps you with a little bit of mental clarity and awareness. I love working with Herkimer diamonds with meditation, etc. And I'm going to carry that on the left-hand side. Herkimer diamond is one that you can get in jewelry, so you can wear that on a ring on the left-hand side, a bracelet on the left-hand side, earrings, you don't have to worry about it. You got one on either side, pendant, you got one right in the middle, it's covered. Magnetite is our next one. Magnetite is a little bit of a heavier stone. There's weight to this one. It is a natural magnet and it attracts whatever your desires are. Magnetite looks like a hematite many times. It is used to bring things to you. You want to bring in love, you want to bring in money, you want to bring in success, you want to bring in focus, whatever it is you want to bring in. Work with magnetite on the left-hand side. If you want to get rid of grief, anger, those type of things, you're going to put it on the right-hand side. But mostly, left-hand side, magnetite is going to bring in that balance of emotions, that balance of intellect. It also encourages you to trust in your own intuition, your own psychicness. And it becomes an open channel for spiritual growth as well. Magnetite is a really powerful stone for getting in that deep meditative state. So you can use this in combination with the Herkimer diamond. Magnetite is going to keep you much more grounded. Magnetite is going to keep you much more grounded, while hematite is going to allow you to be able to go. So if you want to do both things at the same time, which there's nothing wrong with that, use those two together. Because magnetite can be very grounding and nurturing. So the last stone that we are going to talk about this week is zircon. Now, zircon can stimulate the entire chakra system. It promotes the flow of chi through the system. It helps you to balance that physical and spiritual realms within your life. And when you're using zircon, it can allow you to receive spiritual guidance during your other meditative tasks. So I'm always saying there's other ways to meditate other than just sitting and chanting or listening to a guided meditation. You can take a walk in the woods, and that's very meditative. You can do dishes, or you can come and do my dishes, and that could be very meditative. You can be vacuuming or doing laundry or cooking, and those can be sort of meditative if you get in the moment. And zircon can help you to reach a higher level of spiritual growth during those sort of basic tasks and skills that we have to do, but you can also get into a meditative state. You know, many times people will be driving, and I do not advise people to do like a guided meditation when you drive, but sometimes you just zone out and you're almost in a meditative state. That's what I'm talking about. So zircon also is the it helps you to cleanse your aura because it is a stone that is very clearing. It's getting rid of the toxins from the body. And if you're going to be doing that, you're going to be holding the zircon on your right-hand side. When you want to be doing all the other things, the balancing of the chakras, all of that bringing in the cleansing energy, then you are going to be holding the zircon or carrying the zircon or wearing the zircon on the left-hand side. So, this has been really fun, and we've got some really interesting stuff coming this week ahead for us. Now, as always, if you're interested in any stones, you can go check out my website, www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. And I have a whole bunch of stones there. I will be revamping my website by the new year, so check that out. As always, I do local pickup to me. So if you're local to me and you'd like to come pick up the stones or whatever, because I have other things. I have artwork and decks and, you know, all that type of stuff on my website. But also, I have readings on the website. Now, the readings I don't do in person, I do them through whatever online connection means work best for you. There's so many options. There's a ton of options. So it's whatever works best for the two of us. We arrange a time, and I do readings for people all over the globe, actually. So it's kind of neat. It's kind of fun. I like having that online connectivity. I've always done that, and it's neat to have even more options now. So check out my website. I have a lot of readings listed there. I do readings in the Akashic Records. So you can check that out and see if that's something you're interested in. But in the meantime, I hope everybody has an absolutely amazing week. It looks like it's going to be a great week ahead. And I hope everybody can just take a deep breath, enjoy, and be free. You've been listening to Elemental Energies. Chrisanne. Be free.